Welcome to the podcast this week. It's once again, we're just having a very brief version of the podcast. I just wanted to take a moment to just say a word to you. And I want to thank you, first of all, for your prayers for me. I've had this past week one of the most difficult weeks physically that I've ever lived. But I could tell that the people of God were praying for me, and the Lord is beginning to renew my strength little by little, and so we're thankful for that. And I just want to thank you for your prayers. I've been praying for you. I think one of the things this time has done for us again, as it did back in 2020, is that it shows us how much we need fellowship, how much we miss the fellowship of the church when we're not able to meet. The decision not to meet was one that was not taken lightly. It's a very agonizing decision to not have services, but the virus had just hit so many of our families all at the same time that we just felt like it was the best and the safest thing for us to do. And so, but again, it has shown me, at least, the importance of gathering together, and how much we ought to take advantage of that every opportunity that we have. During this downtime, for me, it's given me time to reflect on some things and to look at the state of things in our world. And we live in such an ungodly world. We live in such an unrighteous world. But the scripture tells us in 2 Peter that this world is going to be dissolved, this present world system. And so we, you know, our hearts groan for a better world, and we look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. And the scripture asks the question right there in the end of 2 Peter. It says, in light of all of this, what manner of people ought we to be? And so I think when we have the opportunity again to gather, there ought to be a renewed commitment to that. Our first meeting will be this coming Wednesday night, and we're going to gather, we're going to pray, read some scripture and pray. And I want you to make a commitment to be there. I really do think that there are some people in our church who don't take the prayer meeting seriously. It's not a priority, and other things are a priority, but that time of gathering for prayer really ought to be a top priority for the people of God. And you don't owe me any explanation as to why you don't come to prayer meeting on Wednesday night, but you might want to be thinking about your answer to God. Because, and I'm not trying to put a guilt trip on anybody, I'm just challenging you to think about how you're living your life, and how you're living your life as part of the church, at Grace Baptist Church, the members of Grace Baptist Church. So it's a challenge to you to think about what manner of person should you be in light of the fact that this present age is passing away. And do you long for a new earth in which there is the righteousness of Christ? So anyway, those are just some thoughts that have come into my mind and heart this morning, and so I share them with you on the podcast. Again, I thank you for your prayers, and I look forward to our time together this Wednesday night. And in the meantime, let's just continue to pray for one another, that the Lord would renew our strength, and that when we do have the opportunity to meet again, that we will be faithful to the Lord as our church gathers. Well, I love you, and I thank you for listening, and we'll be talking to you again soon. God bless you.